Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Readers review the news. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The sheer volume of news online can make it difficult for readers to know what sources to trust. News Trust is a nonprofit service attempting to help people find good journalism online by subjecting stories to the scrutiny of volunteer citizen reviewers. News Trust members rate stories from news sites and blogs based on journalistic principles like fairness and context. The NewsTrust.net site highlights the best reviewed stories. Media partners, including Scientific American, are beginning to embed the News Trust rating system in their own sites. News Trust founder Fabrice Florin, a former journalist who's also worked with Silicon Valley companies such as Apple and Macromedia, says News Trust is about quality, not popularity.
More and more people are a little bit overwhelmed by the quantity of information that's available to them on the internet. People forward emails to them. They jump from link to link. They end up at sites that they don't know much about. And so as a result, they tend to sometimes read material that is misinformation or is not the best information. And we're trying to find a way to aggregate some of the best material all in one place. More importantly, we want to give people a methodology that could help them figure out what the merits of the particular article they're reading are from a journalistic standpoint.
I'll just play the devil's advocate a little bit here. Isn't that what professional editors are for?
Yes, but as you know, the professional editors are now going through an economic crisis. I mean, a lot of newsroom cutbacks have taken place in recent years, and we expect more to come. And so suddenly we have fewer editors available to process a lot more information. Every day there's more information. So what we're trying to do is train the average citizen to become their own editor, but not to do it in a willy-nilly way just based on popularity, but to really do it based on the merits of the information itself.
Who are your reviewers and why should I trust them?
They come from all walks of life. We've got, former bankers, we've got school teachers, we've got journalists who are interested in participating in this.
I'm wondering about the criteria that your reviewers use to rate articles. Now, in a professional journalism setting, there might be a tremendous amount of fact-checking going on, source-checking, all sorts of really hard and time-consuming work. So what criteria are your citizen reviewers able to use to produce what you think is a fair and accurate rating?
We look at criteria such as, is a story informative to begin with? Will someone learn something from it? Second, is it fair? Is the reporter taking sides or are they covering both sides of the story? Is it well-sourced? Are there multiple sources? Are there primary or secondary? Are there any anonymous sources? Is it based on factual evidence? Does the reporter provide links to the evidence? Is the evidence verifiable? Context, presentation. So there's a variety of different values, some of the core principles of journalism that we aggregated from a variety of different organizations. So we train our reviewers, we train ourselves to review the methodology employed by the reporter, which usually is a very good sign as to whether or not the information is credible.
Fabrice Florin is founder of NewsTrust.net. The service launched in late 2006 and is set to expand with new features later this year. It's funded by grants and private donations. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.